Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is the Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the Entire Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with our Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. I'm so excited today to be back on our radio broadcast for our Sunday worship. Hallelujah. I give God all the praise today. I give him all the honor today. I magnify his holy name today. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity to be back here again. God is such a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. I just thank and praise God for everything. I thank and praise him for all things. So I give reverence to God who is my life, and to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast for our worship service this morning. We're going to have our doxology, and we're going to go from there. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just give God all praise and honor on today. I bless the Lord. I bless the Lord. I bless his holy name on today. I give reverence to God who is my life, and to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I just thank God for this opportunity today. We're going to get ready to go right into our devotion this afternoon. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 115. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for the truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold and the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusted in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Our house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Yea, ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord that have been mindful of us, he will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth, the heavens, even the heavens are the Lord. But the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. I have just read you from Psalms 115 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have our devotion song now.
I'm all right.
Come humbly before your throne of grace this morning, God, asking you to forgive me and us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come confessing today and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on today. God, we come first of all, Lord, and giving you all the praise, God, and we give you glory on today, Father. We magnify your holy name today, Lord, and in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come just giving you all that's due to you today. We just thank you for how you watched over us all night last night and early this morning, God. You touched us, God. You called us by name, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, you touched us. You woke us up this morning, gave us a mind to pray with all the activities of our limbs. And we thank you for that, God. And we give you glory this morning, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come, Lord, and just saying we're sorry for all the negative things we did. We thank you right now for giving us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come this morning, God, this afternoon, God, just giving you all glory, giving you all the praise, magnifying your name, God. We trust you today. We trust you, Lord. We give you praise today. We magnify you today, God. We just thank you, God. Thank you. We don't take anything for granted that you do for us, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, we thank you for how you rock us to sleep at night. We thank you for how you hold us, Lord, when we need to be held. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for how you minister to us, how you comfort us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you today. I ask you today, God, to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on today, God. I have no power and no authority of myself, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But it's you, oh God, not by my might, nor by my power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. But when the enemy comes in like a flood, God lifts up a standard against the enemy. Father, I'm asking you right now, God, to move me from myself. Use me as a vessel, God. Lord, let your anointing reign in this worship service today, God. Let your anointing reign, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your anointing flow, Lord, in this worship today, God. We worship you today, God. We give you worship, God. We worship you, Lord, in the beauty of your holiness today, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your power fall. Let your power fall on each one of them, Lord. Everyone that will watch this video, God. Let your anointing reign over them, God. Let your power fall, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch them, God. Do it for them, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless this worship, God. Bless our worship service on today, God. I ask you to bind up every demonic force. Bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlord, every psychic, every demon on assignment, every unfamiliar spirit, every familiar spirit, every incubus, every succubus, every sex demon, every spirit spouse, every marriage breaking spirit, I bind you today in the name of, I bind you up and I cast you out and I command you to go from this worship service and from our lives in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, let them feel your anointing, God. Let them feel your power, God. Feel their homes on today, God. Fill them up today, God. And fill them up today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you, we thank you, we pray, we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. We just thank and praise God for this opportunity. We give God all the praise and glory today. We magnify the Lord on today. We just thank him today. I just thank the Lord for all that he does. I give God all the praise. I give him all the glory. God is such a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. I thank God for everything. I thank God for all that I go through. I thank him today. I don't care about all this other stuff, but I just thank God today for what he's brought me through, where he brought me from. I thank God in the name of Jesus. I just thank him today for all that I've been through all through my life. I can look back over the years. I can just see back over the years where God brought me from, and I thank him today. I thank him that I'm still with him. I thank God that I'm still running with him, and I ain't tired yet. In the name of Jesus, I thank God for using me. In the name of Jesus, I give God praise today. This is my testimony. I ain't tired yet. I'm not tired yet. I'm not tired yet, and I thank God today. I thank him today. I give him glory today. I magnify him today. I thank him for lifting me up in the name of Jesus above everything that the enemy try to throw at me. I thank God for lifting us, standing up in the name of Jesus. I give God praise. Hallelujah. And I give him glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Minister to us, Holy Spirit, minister to us on today in the name of Jesus. God has been so good to me. God has been so good to me. God has been, he don't have to give me a dime, but he's been good, I tell you. He's been good, and he's good all the time. And I thank him for the strength that he's given me. I thank him with every breath that he gives me. I thank him for whatever, with every step that I take, that I make. I thank God today. I thank him today. I give God all the glory. I give him all the praise. I give him all the praise. I give him all the praise. In Jesus' name. This is our testimony service. If anyone have a testimony, this is the time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Father. But
I would say something else. I would like to give my testimony.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah. I just wanted to give God some a little shout out, a quick shout out, because he is so good and awesome to us. We don't realize how good he be until we really just sit and think about it. God have restored my body tremendously. At first, I wasn't able to do a lot of things, and now I'm able to get up and get out and do some things, and I just thank God for that. At first, I was kind of scared after he healed my body. I'm not going to lie. I was a little scared because I felt like I was losing my life. That's how I felt. And when God restored mm-hmm. my body and he healed me, I was scared because I'm like, if I can die from something that little, I can die mm-hmm. from anything. And so I just want to take this time to give God some praise because he keep me every day. He keep me. He wake me up every day. I woke up a little late today because I stayed up too late last night. But God woke me up anyway. He called my name. He called my kids and my husband's name. He said, arise and shine. And that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to get up and we're going to give God some glory because today is not promised to us at all. It's even babies dying every day. And God said, get up. That is a blessing. And it's a miracle because it's not promised to us. Today is not promised to us. I woke up today like it's a brand new day because that's what it is. Tomorrow is mystery. And so I want to keep moving forward because God is amazing. God delivered me from yesterday and restored me into today. And I'm just so grateful and thankful for God for waking us up this morning. I thank God for putting food on our table, food in our refrigerators, in our cabinet, in our stomach.
Yes.
I thank God I can go up in there and take a shower. I thank God I woke up in a bed because it's people out there that can't do everything that I'm doing. So I thank God for these blessings because I don't have to have it. God didn't have to bless me with what we have, and he did. Mm-hmm. And so I thank God for it, and I pray that God bless those that is out there that don't have what I have. I pray that God bless them with what we got. I pray that God let them be able to get up and be happy, rest in the bed and not sleep off some hard concrete.
Yes.
I just thank God.
Yes.
I thank God
for
my children.
Thank you.
I thank God for my husband. I thank God for elevating me. I thank God for letting me look at things different. I just thank God for showing me different things and teaching me and allowing me to teach my boys. And I pray that when they get older and they have their children, that they do the same thing. And that's what I just wanted to say. I have to thank God for life, for speaking to me and breathing my body.
That's awesome. That's an awesome testimony. I thank God for your testimony on today. God is such a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. I give God all the praise on today. I give God glory today. Thank God. Is there any more testimony?
Amen, amen. All praises be to God who is the head of my life, who is of my life. I just want to thank him and praise him on today and just acknowledge who he is, who he said he is.
Yes.
And time is winding down. And I just want to thank him for allowing
thank
me
you,
to
Lord.
See another day. You know,
thank you,
going through it day by day, you don't know what tomorrow might bring.
That's right.
You may wake up in a happy place, but it may not end that way. You know, so much stuff is going on these days. It's good to have and talk to people that that know God. So I just want to encourage more people who don't know him to get to know him because he is who he say he is. And I mean, you may not think so until you try. When you think not there, he's always there. So I just want to thank and praise God for giving me that set ability to know who he is, for giving me that type of faith. And I mean, the only thing it took was the size of a mustard seed. And I mean, just a little bit, just to know who he is. And I mean, I thank God for the faith that he promised me. I thank God for the things that he said he would do for me. and he never wavered, and he never forgot about me. I just want to thank God for just showing me who he said he was. So on today,
thank
I just
you,
want you all to pray my strength in the Lord, pray my family strength in the Lord, that we will continue on knowing and having faith in God. Thank you much.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. Any more testimonies on today? Amen. And praise the Lord. We're going to get ready for our song. We're going to go into our the Word of God, whatever it is. So I just thank and praise God for a time to speak for him. Because you know what? God is so good. God is good. I don't say that lightly. I don't just say it haphazardly. But God is just good. He just good. Ain't nobody good like God. Nobody can be good like him. I don't care what the reason is or who it is or what it is. It ain't good like God. He's just good, good, just like, that's how good God is. Just way better than some chicken, some M&M's, anything. God is good, and I just thank him. I thank him from the soul. My soul thank God. I'm telling you, my soul thank him. I give God the praise today. So we're going to get ready to have our sermon song.
I can't hold it back. What if it's too late? Quit our walk by your side. I can't hold it back. What am I asking? When you change, if you told me I can only imagine. I can only imagine. The peace around you. What is that to be? When I am thank you.
God on today. I hope I'm talking loud enough. I just give God praise. Father, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, I ask you to take over and take control today of this word. I have no power and authority of myself, and I don't know anything, God, but it's you who knows everything. I ask your Holy Spirit to speak through me. Use me as your vessel on today. Father, I ask you right now to bind up the demon that's listening. Bind up every incubus, succubus, every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every demon on assignment. Father, bind them now from your broadcast. Lord, I just thank you today. I praise you now. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Lord, let your power fall. Amen. So today I still don't know what I'm talking about. He gave me a season. Seasons. You know, we have seasons year-round. It's the fall, which we are in now. Then it's winter. Then it's spring. And it's summer. So I'm going to read from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, starting at the first verse. To everything, there is a season and a time. To every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What profit it have he that worketh in that wherein he labored. I have just read you from Ecclesiastes 3 down to the 9th verse, but this is just the first verse, maybe the second verse I'm talking about today. We're talking about seasons, and seasons bring about a change. Every year we go through these seasons. God allow us to live and nothing happens. We go through these seasons and we go through changes. We go through issues. We go through problems. We go through trouble. You know, just different seasons bring different things. And if we just want to speak on this thing in the natural, it's like the first season, well, fall season. The fall season, that's that change coming in the fall where things just fall away. Things just fall away. They like the leaves falling off the trees, and even the temperature haven't dropped that much, but it's dropping and it drops. It falls away. It's the fall season. Even where the leaves on the trees, they start changing and turning from green to brown, and even the weeds, the flowers that was blooming, it's no longer blooming anymore. They're changing of the season thing to that. And we have to look at every season different, because every season in your life brings about a change in your life. And sometimes God, even in the fall season, he's trying to hold us back from things or hold things back from us. He's trying to bring about that change and moving people away from us and moving people in different positions and different areas in our lives, you know, in the fall season. We don't know why this is and what purpose it is, but it is from the purpose of God and what he has for us. And by his will, he's trying to bring that change, that falling away, that thing that he needs to move out of our way and move around, that it won't stop us from doing what he's called us to do in the fall season. In this fall season, because even the trees lose the leaves. They fall away. Fall away, and sometimes God be trying to move things away from us. He holds back, and but sometimes we don't want to let him go. We hold right on to that stuff, and we gotta let it go, because God in this fall season is moving things, changing situations and circumstances. God is doing, but we just got to let it go. We got to let it go. This is the fall season, and the next season is the winter season. Now, winter puts you in the mind of rest. It puts you in the mind of hibernating and just going in, like we always in the wintertime, we don't go out a lot. We don't be out in the cold a lot like we do when it's good weather outside. It's snowing and raining and doing all kind of below zero and stuff. And so even the animals go into hibernation. The every animal know the seasons and know the changes, and they start storing up and putting things back out the way, and they get themselves together and they start building nests. The birds, they build nests and they get themselves all tunneled in, like this groundhog that's digging up on the side of my house and digging a tunnel. So when it starts snowing and all this bad weather comes, they'll be tunneled in where they can't feel the coldness and stuff. And in the wintertime, God be trying to tell us to rest and let him minister and put into us what he want to put into us. what he want to put in our hearts, and while he's working on us, putting his word down in us, giving us a chance to study and giving us a chance to pray and go before the throne room and be down at the altar and laying out before the Lord in our winter season so God can put whatever it is he want to put in us. In this winter season, it's this resting season because we got work ahead of us in the other season. So he's going to allow us the chance to sit up and plan what we want to do in the spring season, and how we going to do and what we going to fix up and how we going to do this and when we going to do it. And so this is what the winter season does. And it's time for us to put things together, and at that time things are not growing and things are not blooming, so we're getting our minds and our spirits together so when it's time we'll have things already planned out, already worked out in the name of Jesus in our winter season. But you know, when the spring season, when springtime comes, you know, springtime come after winter time. Our spring season comes. And in the spring, it feels like it brings another change, a refreshing change. It brings a spiritual refreshing to us in our spiritual season of change. It brings a new zest, and it brings a feeling of unstoppable in our spirit of season of change. You know, when we get ready in the springtime, you see the flowers start blooming. That's when you've been getting ready to plant right there. You plant in the spring, and then in the summer, you know, you're getting ready for the harvest. But in the spring, things are springing up, and you planted that seed, and it's already down in the ground, and you're waiting for the change to come. You're waiting for the time for the things to spring up. This is the time of planting. This spring season is the time where God bring about a change, that word comes out, and you give that word, and that word comes out and ministers to somebody, where you're going to see the planting of that seed. You're going to know that you got to plant the seed in that season of change. You got to put that word out there in that season of change, and you're feeling refreshed. You got a new zeal about yourself. You want to get up and do it, and you want to preach, and you want the word of God to go forth, and you want revival to come. You want that thing to change in this spring season. This is what you want to do. Hallelujah. And God gives us ideas that only God can give us in the spring season, in the time of refreshing. That's the spring season. And then, who don't like summertime? Who don't like the time, the warm, where you just feel love? That season, where it's just nice every day. You know, every now and then it'll rain a little bit because it rained in the springtime. But every day it's just sunshine and warm temperatures, and you can assure that it's going to be warm because it's the summertime. It's that season of change where you can almost say it's going to be at least 75 today or above, and you can put on it and go where you don't have to have sleeves on and stuff like that. So this is the time where whatever you planted in the spring season is coming up in the summer season. You know, that's the blessed part. This is the harvest time. It comes up, and you just go and harvest it. It's time to get rid of other stuff. Even when your harvest is coming up, you got weeds and all kind of other distractions trying to choke out your stuff. See, when I was planting my flowers, I didn't even think about weeds was going to grow up around my flowers. So I had to get out there almost every week and clean the grass and the weeds from around my flowers so it wouldn't choke them out. But see, This what the weeds don't know. You can't set no limit on what God can do in this season, because this is the harvest season. This is when birth is coming. This is when all them seeds gonna produce them. This is when all that stuff you planted gonna come forth, because God done come in the spring after you done planted and watered this thing. That's why it rains during the spring season. It done watered them. And then in the summer season, it comes up. Hallelujah. Then it's time for the reaping, the harvest. You're going to reap everything that you planted in the name of Jesus, everything that you've done. If you prayed all through the fall and you prayed all during the winter and you prayed all during the spring, in the summertime, your harvest is coming. You're going to reap if you don't faint. You got to know these are the seasons that God take us through. In the name of Jesus, we don't know why we're going through the changes that we do, but God knows everything. And in every season, it's a change. In the name of Jesus, everything is a season. And in every time, it's a purpose under the heavens. And a time to be born. And it's a time to die. It's a time to plant. It's a time to pluck up. It's a time to peel. It's a time to heal. And God brings about these changes in our lives. And I just want to thank God today for every change that we go through. We don't know why we're going through these seasons, but it's not for us to know everything. It's not for us to think and try to figure out everything. But it's for whatever purpose that God has given us in this season, in this change of all our lives. And we got to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, we need to acknowledge God, and he will direct our path. I'm telling you today, God is bringing about a change. He's bringing about a different season after season after season after season. And I thank God for the changes in my life. I thank God from taking me to glory, from glory to glory in the name of Jesus. I thank God in the name of Jesus. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There's no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. I tell you today that every season and every change in our life, God is with us. He said, wait on me. Every season, wait on God. Every change in your life that God allow, that God brings, we need to wait on God in the name of Jesus. We need to wait, I say, on the Lord through these seasons, through these issues, through these changes. We need to call on the Lord in the name of Jesus. He's going to renew our strength. We shouldn't think. We shouldn't try to figure it out. It's for the purposes of God. Every change that we go through, every season that we go through, it's not about us. It's all about God. And I thank God for today. I thank the Almighty God that he sent his only begotten son to die for us. That's change. A different season. A different season. He died for every one of us, all of our hang-ups. And I thank God today that we can wait on him. We can wait on Jesus. We can wait on him because he died for us, that we may have a right to the tree of life. He shed his blood different seasons, different changes in our life. Bring about a different call in the name of Jesus. And I thank God. I thank God to every season. It's an elevation to every call. It's an elevation to every gift. It's an elevation. Elevations come from above. Promotions come from above. I can't give you no promotion. God gonna give it to you. And through every season and every change that you go through, God gives elevation. Hallelujah. If you don't faint, don't faint. You got to hang in there with God. You got to walk with God. You got to hang in there. Hallelujah. Every change in your life, you hang on for dear life. With God, hang on to his unchanging hand. Don't faint in the name of Jesus. God will give you strength in the name of Jesus. Just hang on, I tell you. God got your back. God got you in the name of Jesus. You can't depend on nobody but God. Man won't treat you like God will. You can't depend on nobody like you can depend on God. Hallelujah. The season, change in your life. Every season bring about a change. And every change bring about an elevation. And every call, God did it. God did it. I'm telling you today, his change is coming. Change is coming. Seasons change. Change is coming. I just thank God today. I see what he's doing. I know what he's doing. God is doing it. Man can't do nothing. Not by my might, nor by my power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. It ain't man. It's God. Don't look at me. Look at God. Not trying to promote myself, but God. Might be old fashioned, but God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The word of God for the people of God. Don't forget, the seasons change. Things change. God have a purpose for these different seasons. God have a purpose for our different changes we go through. God has a purpose for you and me. He got a purpose. And I thank God today for the purpose of our Father, the Word of God, for the people of God. We're going to get ready for our altar call on today. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity, Lord, to bless your name today. Father, we bring in everything that's weighing us down to the altar. We bring in every issue to the altar, every problem, every trouble to the altar, Lord. Land is there because we know that you care for us in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm telling you on today, if it had not been for you, who is on our side, I don't know where we would be at today. We just thank you today, God. We thank you for taking this burden off our shoulders today. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for lifting it up today, God. In the name of Jesus, we give it to you, God. In the name of Jesus, everything, God, we give it to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now, in the name of Jesus, to do it, Lord. Do it, God. Do it, Lord. Do it, God. Hallelujah. Revive us today, God. Refresh us today, God. Restore today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice on today. In the name of Jesus, work every situation out, God, and every circumstance, God, and I ask you to work out them in our lives on today, God. And in the name of Jesus, block anything that's not like you, God, and from coming into our lives in the name of Jesus. And if you allow them in our lives, God, and we gonna give it to you, God, and in the name of Jesus, because you said a battle don't belong to us. It belongs to you. And I give you praise today for fighting every one of my battles, Lord, and in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless the children. Bless men, women, boys, and girls all over this earth. In the name of Jesus, bless those that people don't want to pray for. Just bless those for the people that's eating out the trash can, the ones that's sleeping on park benches, in the park, under bridges. God, you see your people. You know who they are, God. We need you. They need you. We need you, God. And we can't make it without you today. Bless them, God. Just bless them today, God. You know exactly what they're going through. And bless those that try to despitefully misuse us. Bless those that say all manner of evil against us, God. Bless those. Bless our enemies, God. Forgive them for what they said and done against us, God. In the name of Jesus, just forgive them, Lord, because we forgive them, God. In the name of Jesus, and bless them with the blessing they stand in need of on today. Lord, we surrender everything unto you, God. We surrender today, God, and we repent, God, for any and everything that we've done, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you. We thank you, God. We bless your holy name. We give you glory. Father, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. And for your glory, amen, amen, and praise the Lord. We just thank and praise God for each one of you. We thank God today. We just thank God today. I give God praise and glory, hallelujah. We're going to get ready to close out. Yes, sir. We're going to get ready to close out. Father, we just thank you for each one of on this radio broadcast and the ones that are listening or will listen, God. We give you glory and praise today, God. I ask you to just keep them covered in your shed blood, Jesus. Encamp angels all around about them, God. God, you know everything, God. We give everything to you, God. In the name of Jesus, bless their families, their households, God. Cover it in the blood of Jesus. We thank you and we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you all. I love you all. God bless you. You all have the rest of a good and blessed day. Y'all have a blessed day. God bless you all. Amen.
Amen. Love you. Have a good day.
Love you too. God bless you. Have a good day.